There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Alexis is in need of a second date update this morning, and we're going to try to help her out. Hi, Alexis.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Welcome.
I'm really excited to talk to you, but I'm so nervous about this.
That's okay. There's a bit of hope with second date update.
Mm-hmm.
A little nervousness, but hope, right?
I'm clinging on to that hope. I hate that I have to do this, but I need to know what happened.
Okay, start from the beginning. Tell us what happened. We'll go from there.
Okay, I met this great guy on Hinge, and we went bowling, which was so fun. I haven't been bowling in forever, and we just had a great time for a few hours, you know, drinking beer and bowling.
That does sound fun.
Yeah, because you got an activity, plus you can chat and have fun with it. And
yeah. I love bowling. I was on the bowling team when I was in the seventh grade.
Same.
And I freaking loved it.
We didn't have a bowling team.
You didn't?
Oh. No. We had two Lynn Lanes and Four Seasons bowling alleys. That was all we had in town. And we would go bowling, but no, there wasn't a bowling
team
or anything.
It's so much fun.
I remember going to leagues when my parents would play, and I just recall beer and lots of smoke.
Yeah. It was awesome.
There was a smell, a certain smell
and
there.
And eating from a vending machine. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and rented shoes.
Yes. Oh, God, I can still smell those shoes.
But we digress. I'm sorry, Alexis. So you went bowling, beer, had a good time.
We did. We just laughed a ton, and he got really flirty with me, so I thought things were going well. Like, I really think if I would have asked him to my place, he would have come. You know, a girl can tell those kind of things.
Okay.
Right.
So we were talking about all the other fun things that we could do, like going to a Reds game or going bowling or iFly. You know, like, plans for the future were being made, sort of.
It's great.
Yeah, tentatively.
Yeah. You guys are very active, though. Like, and not that bowling's a big sport, but I'm saying all three of these are, like, going skydiving indoors, going bowling. I mean, those are all activity dates.
Fun things.
There's no, you want to just come over and watch TV?
No, maybe I'm an activity gal.
Got it.
So after we were done bowling, he walked me in my car, and he kissed me. And it was such a good kiss, you guys. Like, it lasted a long time. You know, the chemistry was there. I almost did ask him back to my place, but I promised myself that I wouldn't do any of that anymore because I did it too many times and I regretted it every single time.
Yeah.
And I told him that. And he said he totally got it, that it was fine. And I told him to call me, and he said that he would. But he never did.
Oh.
Hmm.
You don't think he was just in it for that, do you?
Hmm.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe? I don't know. Like, how could he have known that that was a thing that I've done in the past? You know, I don't. Now I'm confused.
No, I didn't mean to confuse you more. I just was wondering, like, if, you know how sometimes guys are like, oh, no, I totally understand why you don't want to sleep with me. And then they're like, that's kind of all I wanted. I mean, you were a fun date and all, but let's get down to brass tacks.
Let's be clear.
Yeah.
I mean, I figure if that's the sort of transaction he wants, you know, I don't think we would have gone bowling.
Right. We love to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, we're not even close.
We'll see, I guess.
So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Steve and see what he thought of Alexis. See if there's any chance of catching that Reds game or going foaling or iFly or whatnot. Coming up, the second date update continues next with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
Have you tried Factor Meals yet? They're so good. Hey, this is Tim. And Factor makes it real easy to eat stress-free this spring with their delicious ready-to-eat meals. These are always fresh, never frozen meals. And you can tell they've been made by a chef because they are some of the best microwave meals I've ever had. Ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And you can choose from like a weekly menu of over 35 options. They have calorie-smart stuff, keto, protein plus. Every single one of them has been so good. No prepping, no cooking. They just show up on your porch, put them in the fridge, and then you got stuff throughout the week. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals. Like, they really are so good. Head to factormeals.com/JJPod50 and use code JJPod50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code JJPod50 at factormeals.com/JJPod50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Alexis met Steve on Hinge and they went on a fun bowling date. Really felt chemistry with him. In fact, so much chemistry, she would have taken him home, but she's kind of made that move in the past and hasn't really worked out. And she thought, you know, I really like this guy. Let's not do that.
Let's not mess it up.
Yeah. The one time she decides not to, it's kind of backfired on her.
No, but you should take that as a compliment, though, right?
I know.
You would think?
You would think.
Yeah.
You hope.
Do you seem totally fine with that? The plan was, I guess, they were making tentative plans to do some other stuff, like maybe take in a Reds game or something. And I don't know. She never heard from him again. That was the end. So now she's calling us. And our next move now is to call Steve. Unless you thought of anything else, we need to know Alexis before we call him and talk to him.
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Let's call Steve.
Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Who is this?
We got you on speaker. It's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
We're good. You listen to our show ever?
I do. And judging by the tone of your voice, I think I might know what this is about.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Even people who don't really listen to our show, they're like, oh, God, they're calling me for a second date. Right.
Usually when I don't think I win anything, did I?
Well, I'll tell you what, if this works out, if you're willing to go out with the person in question, again, we'll pay for it. How about that?
Okay, yeah, this is definitely about that. Okay, that sounds good.
So, do you know who we're calling about?
Alexis, right?
It is about Alexis. Did you just get busy? Did you mean to call her and forgot? Or are you intentionally blowing her off? Because it's been a bit.
Well, I don't really know how to take something she said towards the end of the date.
Which was what?
Well, I kind of feel like I got rejected. I'm not really sure if she was into me because everything was going well. We went bowling. It was awesome. We were having a great time with each other. And then after, we're out by the car, and we kiss each other. And I thought it was a great kiss. Sparks flew. It was awesome. And then she starts to go off about how she's like doesn't want to go home with me, which is fine.
Yeah. But, I mean, I got that on more occasions than I can count, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm not in the business of making anybody do anything for sure. That's like the last thing I'd want to do. But she starts going off on how she's had so many one night stands before and she just like doesn't want to do it again.
Okay.
And so, it kind of threw me off. Like it sounded like she's gone home with every other dude she's ever gone on a date with for the rest of her life. And then when it comes to me, it's like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, pass.
Not this one. What?
She just like that. It was so weird because the date went so well. And I just don't know how to. That's why I didn't call. I didn't know how to take it.
Well, let me add this to the equation. A lot of guys think that kiss is kind of a last second audition. Like, okay, if I've got a chance, this will seal the deal.
I'll either nail it or blow it.
I got to exactly really pull out all the stops, though. You're right.
So when she comes back at you with that, you're like, oh,
hell.
Yeah. Let me call your Uber. Here's a great kiss. See you later.
Fine.
Pretty much. Yeah. So
it was more felt like a rejection than it did her, you going, oh, so just how many men have you had one night stands with? So it was more of a rejection than it was a judgment. Or was it both?
She kept saying she was done doing one night stands because she had just had so many in the past that she just couldn't do it again. I don't know.
Okay. But do you hear that and say, oh, well, does that mean I'm special?
Uh-huh.
I kind of hear that, and I think I'm not good enough for the girl who apparently would take any guy to bed.
Oh!
Ow, what? Thanks. Ouch.
And,
yeah, that's the judgment piece there. Yeah.
Ay.
I just didn't dig the vibe she was putting off at the end there.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's your answer, Alexis.
You're so judgy. It really hasn't been that many guys. And you should have taken it as a compliment. You know, I respected you enough to want to go slow and see where this goes because I thought that this could have been something.
Well, are you both writing this off?
I mean,
that's why we do this, because it was just a miscommunication.
A misunderstanding.
Yeah, misunderstanding.
Well, the whole she'd sleep with any other guy didn't help.
Yeah, but I'm curious
but
why.
If that's, if that's his feelings of rejection talking, you know.
But you revealed that to him just because you wanted him to not think you were kind of a hoe, and he thinks you're a hoe anyway, right?
Yeah.
Huh. You were thinking out loud, probably. I've done this so many times, so many times, so many times. I'm not going to do it tonight.
I'm not going to do it this time.
I like this guy.
Exactly.
Alexis, if you didn't want me to think anything by it, maybe saying I've done this one night stand thing so many times, or I've screwed up so many relationships by sleeping with so many people on the first date.
Jeez.
You know, it wasn't really the... Not a great thing to hear. You should probably stop saying that to people.
Wow.
But, you know, it's also so very relative. So many times to some people is twice. For other people, for it to be so many times, that's, you know,
247.
200.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all have that friend where you ask them, how many people have you slept with? And they're like, I don't know. I lost count a long time ago.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy about this situation is just talking to the two of them, I like them for each other.
Yeah. Same.
You know what I mean?
That's why
you
kind of feel maybe,
it. Yeah,
you
know? I kind of invited both
want
of them.
To, should we be working on making this happen?
Yeah,
I'm not pushing anybody into anything.
Encourage this that it maybe was a miscommunication, a misunderstanding.
No, that's up to Alexis. So yeah. Are you still in, or have you checked out at this point?
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, I've had a feeling. I could hear in your voice.
Yeah, at the end for sure, but before this, leading up,
yeah,
I liked them.
I was feeling kind of.
Hopeful.
Optimistic that this would, Okay.
Darn it.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Way to go. Everybody.
Doesn't help our track record any. But we appreciate you taking the call.
We do.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. Yeah, we'll move on.
Right. Yeah, we'll move on.
Yep.
We're all going to move on.
No prize then, after all.
I'm sorry.
No.
But we appreciate you checking out our show, and best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, guys.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Take it easy.
I think you made the right choice, Alexis. Because one of two things was going to happen. He's either going to keep putting his foot in his mouth, or this is going to come up every single time you guys have a fight. He's never going to let that go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just how many one-night stands have you had?
Yeah. You don't want to deal with that.
I don't need that judgment in my life.
No,
you know?
No. Okay. Well, hey, I'm glad we saw this through and made the call.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's the way that it is.
It's the way that it is.
Yeah. Well, good luck out there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
So if we can do a second date update for you, shoot us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com. And coming up next, your shot at $1,000. The 1K letter of the day is coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.